News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Large parts of Europe are on extreme heatwave weather warnings once again, raising questions over public health, environmental hazards and the impact of climate change. And John Sweeney, Emeritus Professor in the Irish Climate and Analysis and Research Units at the Department of Geography in Maynooth University, joins us. Good morning to you, John. We are seeing what was once described as once in 50 year events happening once in 5 years. Is that fair to say?
That is fair to say, and that is a result which has come from what we call attribution studies, which measure the probability of a given event like a heat wave occurring today as opposed to in pre-industrial times. So the event we've had in late June, early July in England, for example, would have been a once in a 50-year event in pre-industrial times. It's now once in a 5-year event. And that kind of heat wave which we're now seeing, which yesterday even still produced temperatures between Brussels, Madrid, Naples, Rome and Paris, 36 to 38 degrees, which is unthinkable in many ways for us here in Ireland. We've never experienced it. At least that heat dome is now beginning to retreat. We're seeing the Atlantic air, which we've had in Ireland, beginning to spread across northwestern Europe. So the temperatures in those northern cities are falling back today to more normal levels. But because the anticyclone is moving to the east, it's now beginning to draw in air from the Sahara a bit more. And that means that the heat wave will continue in southern Europe for a few more days. As we speak, for example, the temperature in Rome is 33 degrees at this time of the morning, and Naples much the same. So we're seeing the heat wave going to give continuing problems there. In Italy, for example, we've seen emergency units show a 15 to 20% increase in admissions over the past week. And in England and Wales, we now expect that there will be 600 people dying prematurely as a result of the events of the last week. So heat waves are killers. They're silent killers, but they do produce very high increases in mortality. I would expect this current heat wave to produce something similar to the event in 2022, which Irish people will remember here, which in Europe produced about 60,000 excess deaths.
Yeah.
So we're going
and wildfires, etc. But John, is it fair to say that this is climate change manifest?
Indeed. I mean, there is no dubiety about it now. We have warmed the world by 1.3 degrees. So therefore, we're starting heat waves from a higher base level. We're topping up heat waves which would have existed in the past by between 2 and 4 degrees on average. And we know from the modelling and we know from the evidence that the records are being broken that we've never had 46.6 degrees in Portugal before in June or 46 degrees in Spain before in June. We know from those records and indeed from the science that we're facing increased intensity of heat waves. We're facing increased frequency of heat waves.
And they're happening earlier in the year, John. Isn't that true too? Can I ask you just before I let you go, I don't know if you have been paying much attention to that contentious issue about carbon credits, whereby the EU might purchase carbon credits off developing countries to offset its own carbon emission targets rather than meet them domestically. Do you have a view on that?
Yes, I do. This is the 10th anniversary of the Paris Agreement, and for the next COP meeting, countries are required to renew their pledges. And the European pledge, which has to be greater than the last one, was for a 90% reduction in emissions. But there has been a lot of pressure from people within the European Parliament who are looking over their shoulder at the extreme right and worried that they may well be losing votes to them. So there's been a lot of attempts to water down environmental legislation under the guise of omnibus and simplification, etc., etc. But for this particular case, the thought of buying credits from the developing countries here to get out of the hole that we're in Europe It seems to me to be very illogical. If we can't solve the problem in Europe, which remains now the only climate leader left in the world, together with China, ironically, if we can't do it domestically, we shouldn't be using our financial muscle to buy credits from other countries. And I think it's a retrograde step. We know that credits have all kinds of loopholes, all kinds of problems. We've seen corruption, we've seen misrepresentation of credits in the past. And I would hate to see the whole climate effort being diluted down in this way.
Thank you very much for joining us, John. That is John Sweeney there, Emeritus Professor in Irish Climate Analysis and Research Units at the Department of Geography in Maynooth University.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.